Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Seems like every year you're even more excited for the start of the first game from the standpoint you're able to practice almost year-round with the guys. It's limited in hours, but when you spend that much time going against each other, you're just that much more excited whenever you get to play somebody else.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Yes, and I got to see some of that in the exhibition games. I wanted to see the new players. That's the first thing you do is you look at the new players, and you think you know them after watching them practice, but sometimes when the lights come on, they're a different player. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, but that's the first thing. And then, you know, we haven't had our full roster on the floor these first two games, so it's not fair sometimes to evaluate when you don't have your full squad.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Well, I think it's really how they play determines how many minutes they play. So that's a blessing in depth. If someone's not able to be successful out there, you can find someone else who is.
Their personality and what they do off the floor together is very similar. They're a happy bunch, fun-loving, joke, cut up. What's different on the floor compared to last year is you have returning players that have experience, but we lost two seniors who had more experience. So can we make up for that experience? We will eventually. I don't know how quickly we will, but you'll have younger players on the floor.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Glad you're with us. Coming to you from the floor of the Farrell Center this morning. Basketball times two today. It's the season openers for Scott Drew and the Baylor men, and Kim Mulkey and the Baylor women coming up today. We'll talk in hushed tones for a while as we begin. The New Hampshire team that will take on Baylor coming up this evening. I've been kind enough to say we could come out here and do the show, but they're going through a shoot around on the floor in front of me, and I really hate to invade their space and their time, but they've been very kind and said we could come out here, so we'll try not to interrupt them or interrupt as little as possible. Glad you're with us. You know, the first game of the day is at 11 a.m. this morning. Surprise, 11 a.m. tip-off for the season opener. Scott Drew and the Baylor men taking on Central Arkansas this morning. On the air at 10:30, tip-off at 11 here on ESPN Central Texas. Television on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. And we'll visit with Coach Jerome Tang coming up in just a bit. Get a preview of this game and the season as a whole with Baylor's associate head coach Jerome Tang. Also, the women in action tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off here in the Farrell Center versus New Hampshire. Big ring ceremony to precede the game coming up tonight at 5:30, so be in your seats early for the game this evening. Then a 6 o'clock tip-off on the air at 5:30, tip-off at 6 here on ESPN Central Texas. And television for the women's game tonight will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus as well. For our Big 12 Now games on television coming up this evening, King McClure will make his television debut with us. Now, King's had a lot of TV time during his time here at Baylor. He was one of the go-to guys for interviews, and as such, he has pursued that as a career, and King has a job with ESPN. He'll be doing a schedule of games coming up this year and also working with us on several of our Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus games, including this one today. So King McClure and I will do television today, and Dave Roselli and Pat Nunley will do radio here of the season opener Baylor versus Central Arkansas. So it'll be fun to visit with King, and we'll try to get him on with us in the hour at some point also. But it was really fun to watch him work and watch him pursue this as a career now, post-playing days. He was really torn, I think it's fair to say. He wanted to keep playing. You know, if there had been a really good opportunity to keep playing, he would have done that. But then he also had got a very good opportunity with ESPN to work with them. And for somebody that's fresh out of school and fresh off the playing floor and to have ESPN offer you a deal, that was just too good to pass up. So proud of him and proud for him. It'll be fun to work with him. And I'll tell you this, you know, you can think about King and the interviews he's done through the years. He's got that great baritone voice, and people have probably told him, you know, since he was really young, man, you should be in broadcasting. You should be on the air with that voice. And yes, that's a God-given plus for King. But the other thing I told him was, and he knew this, was you can't rely on just that. You've got to learn how to work. You've got to learn how to prepare. You've got to learn what you need to know or what you need to do to prepare for a game broadcast. And he's worked really hard at it. He and I did some games just watching video of past games and then calling the game sitting in Ty Beard's office or the conference room or Coach Peterson's office. So he's worked really hard at it, and I think he'll do a great job. I think it'll be a real success. He's got some really good games already from ESPN on the schedule. Can't remember exactly. Oklahoma State and Wichita State is one of those that he'll do coming up in the next few weeks, and a couple of others that are pretty high-profile games. So he's got a good schedule from ESPN, and we'll be proud to have him on the air with us. Then for the women's game tonight, of course, Bruce and Maggie doing the television broadcast. I'm sorry, the radio broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas, and Jim Haller will work with me on the TV games for the women's side this year. But Jim is out of town. This is the only game he'll miss. So we thought, you know, who could we find to sit in and work with us on television? And Nina Davis's name came up. Nina, of course, former player here, outstanding player, and now working with Fox Sports in Los Angeles. So she's pursuing a broadcasting career and doing very well. I think sort of moving up the ladder. They're giving her a lot of good assignments with Fox Sports in Los Angeles. And as such, you know, she has an interest in this business as well. So she's in L.A., and we just, you know, kind of threw it out there. Hey, would you be interested? Could you be here on November 5th to do TV of this game? And she said, absolutely. She jumped on it. So Nina Davis, I'll get to work with her coming up on the women's game tonight. So it's going to be a fun day for me personally to work with first King McClure and then Nina Davis on these two broadcasts. Fun day all the way around with the start of the college basketball season. The women with their ring ceremony coming up tonight. That'll be big prior to the game. And just the start of a new season is big in its own right. So that's coming up today for both the Baylor men and the Baylor women. Garrett Ross is in the studio. We're here live in the Farrell Center. Garrett, if you've got that cut from Coach Kim Mulkey, let's get that queued up. And here is Coach Kim Mulkey meeting with the media yesterday and talking about the ring ceremony that will precede the game, their season opener coming up tonight.
I think it's fun. I don't know that we've ever done a ring ceremony before in the past. I think we've gone into the locker room and chunked their rings at them and said, here, lock them up. Who came up with this ring ceremony must have caught me at a weak moment. No, they deserve to have it. And Kalani Brown was going to be here, and then she, through her agent, got moved up to traveling to China and couldn't be here because she has to go over there earlier than she anticipated. I think I'm safe in saying Chloe Jackson's parents will be here to accept her ring. So it's just a fun moment, and you just kind of watch their faces and relive kind of what they feel through the smiles of seeing that ring. I have seen the ring. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
No, that's the one y'all.
We'll get three rings tomorrow.
But that's the one you're talking about, though, is the one y'all.
The one that's ridiculous is the one we design. Right. But the Big 12 that we design is ridiculous, too. And then we get the NCAA national championship ring that's pretty standard. You guys have probably seen one of those.
It's Ken Mulkey talking about the ring ceremony that will precede the game coming up this evening, and be a lot of fun to be here. They're going to drop a banner. They've got many banners they're going to give to the fans. We're talking about the women's game coming up tonight at 6. So that'll be a cool keepsake coming off the third national championship for Baylor women's basketball, and that's the giveaway for the game coming up this evening. Again, the ring ceremony at 5:30, tip-off at 6. For the Lady Bears and New Hampshire coming up this evening. Now, on the men's side, the Baylor men, number 16 in the nation and number 2 in the Big 12 in the preseason poll, they are beginning a new season, obviously, coming up this morning as well. Here is Coach Scott Drew on adjusting to games. They've had the foreign tour. They had two scrimmages. They scrimmaged against LSU, and they scrimmaged against Texas A&M. And, of course, all the practices leading up to this game, but a bit of an adjustment when you get to games, especially for the three players who are coming back from off-season surgery, Tristan Clark, Matthew Meyer, and then Freddie Gillespie had his shoulder finally fixed. So those three off-season surgeries, and here is Coach Drew talking about that adjustment.
Well, with those three, I mean, first of all, with everybody, game's different than practice. I mean, the adrenaline's different, the energy's different, and it takes some time to get into game shape. You get winded a lot sooner early in the year. The other thing is adjusting to officials. I mean, early in the year, there tend to be a lot more fouls called, and it's probably because you have coaches officiating in practice, and we don't call as much. So at the beginning of the year, there's adjustment for everybody, and then everybody kind of settles in. So for the guys that had extended minutes off, I think for them it's just more game reps and practice reps because they've been behind and limited. So, but for the team overall, that's always the adjustment in the beginning of the year, getting the emotions in check and getting used to playing with that excitement in the arena, and then adjusting to fouls being called.
Coach Scott Drew heading into their season opener this morning against Central Arkansas. I don't know this for sure, and Garrett, maybe you can do a little research and check it out, but this has to be one of the first games on the schedule, on the college basketball schedule, with an 11 a.m. Central time tip-off. It's not part of, folks might think it's part of the ESPN 24 hours of basketball. It's not part of that, but more at 11 a.m. for a couple of reasons. It's the I'm going to college game. We'll have school kids here, 5,500 school kids that will be our guests here, and that's always a fun environment. In fact, I'm a little surprised they're not already coming in the Farrell Center. Maybe they're keeping the doors locked for a little bit, but but that makes for a fun atmosphere. And then also the Baylor men will, after this game this afternoon, they'll do media, they'll shower, they'll change and pack, and then they'll head out for Alaska this afternoon. They play that game in Anchorage, the Armed Forces Classic, coming up on Friday against Washington. So they've got that on Friday, and they're leaving today after the game to make their way to Anchorage, Alaska. So, Garrett, that's a big part of the reason, or a couple of factors in the reason for playing at 11 a.m.
Yeah, and there's two other games today at 11. You're going to have Maryville taking on Middle Tennessee, and Champion taking on Lamar, and then this one with Baylor. And then you won't have any games again until you have a slate kickoff or tip-off tonight at 5:30 with Louisville at Miami and Wagner at Seton Hall.
Gotcha. Very good. But none earlier, so 11 would be the earliest, right?
Right.
Nothing earlier than that. So you can say tipping off the college basketball season right here in Waco. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's great. All right, thanks for looking that up. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Glad you're with us live from the Farrell Center. Baylor basketball, men's and women's, opening the new season today. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Does your copier service company offer surveys pertaining to their services that were completed? At UBO Business Services, we do. As a matter of fact, in 2018, our customers rated UBO an average of 4.87 out of 5 stars in more than 5,000 surveys. By reaching out to our customers in this manner, it lets UBO know areas we can improve while offering the highest level of customer experience in our industry. Call Sean Hunt today at 254-772-1600 and let him help your team win when it comes to office equipment. As always, go Midway Panthers.
Bombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Bombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Bombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Welcome back to the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning, live from the Farrell Center as we continue. And start of college basketball season is today. Baylor men will tip things off, not only for the Big 12, but for the entire nation as they begin at 11 a.m. this morning hosting Central Arkansas. Here's the Big 12 men's schedule for today. Big one is third-ranked Kansas versus number 4 Duke. That is tonight at 6, part of the Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden in New York. That's the top 4 teams in the nation squaring off in a doubleheader at Madison Square Garden. Number 1 Michigan State versus number 2 Kentucky, preceded by third-ranked Kansas and number 4 Duke. That comes up tonight, 6 p.m. for the Kansas-Duke game, 8:30 or so for the Michigan State-Kentucky game, with the first college football playoff rankings unveiled between the two games tonight on ESPN. So that's a big one to open the college basketball season in the Big 12 in the form of Kansas involved in that. So that game at 6 o'clock tonight from New York. Other games all tipping at 7 o'clock this evening. Mississippi Valley State plays at Iowa State. UTSA plays at Oklahoma. Northern Colorado plays at Texas. North Dakota State plays at Kansas State. And Eastern Illinois is in Lubbock to play against 13th-ranked Texas Tech. Big 12 schools in the rankings, Kansas number 3, Texas Tech number 13, and Baylor number 16 in the Associated Press poll this week. So that's the men's side of the openers in the Big 12 coming up this evening. Let's take a look at the women's side as the Lady Bears will drop a banner and present rings and have all of that prior to their game against New Hampshire coming up this evening. And for the Big 12 women's schedule coming up today, relatively light compared to the men. Robert Morris plays, no relation, plays at TCU today at noon. New Hampshire at second-ranked Baylor tonight at 6. And Idaho at Oklahoma State comes up tonight at 7. That's the women's Big 12 schedule today. Just three games, three more coming up on Thursday. St. Francis at West Virginia, Southern at Iowa State, Indiana State at Kansas. Then full schedule of games this weekend, 4-5 on Friday, and 4-5 more coming up on Sunday. The Lady Bears will be back in action on Friday, hosting Grambling, 6 p.m. here in the Farrell Center. So that's the Big 12 women's schedule for today, this opening day of the college basketball season. All right, we're glad you're with us on this Tuesday morning, live from the Farrell Center. Bob Baker and Jonathan Berry with furrowed brows are working out the net mics. Is that the subject? Yes, net mics. If you could see how intense these guys are in trying to figure out net mics, you'd be impressed. I'm impressed. So, and I leave it to them. I definitely don't want to get in their way as they figure this out. The net mics are the mics that are up on the backboard and give you the great gnat sound of the swish of a basket or the clank of a bad shot off the rim. We miss it, don't we, Bob, if we don't have that? So these guys are figuring that out. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Glad you're with us live from the Farrell Center, John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years, and the GMC Sierra 1500 light duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
Hi, this is Ward Weitz. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. The Cowboys improved to 5-3 on the season after topping the Giants 37-18 Monday night. After the game, head coach Jason Garrett talked about the offense and how it improved throughout the course of the game.
I thought we did some really good things in the early part of the game, but we weren't able to convert those drives on offense into touchdowns. As the game went on offensively, made some big plays, and I just thought we just started playing the way we wanted to play. I do think we dominated them up front. Zeke ran the ball really well. That's certainly an important part of us playing our best offensive football.
Up next for the Cowboys is a matchup with the Vikings Sunday night at 7:20. Number 19-ranked Baylor men's basketball gets their 2019 season tipped off later this morning versus Central Arkansas. Tip-off from the Farrell Center is at 11 a.m. on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show, live from the Farrell Center on this Tuesday morning. Appreciate you being with us this morning. We're here. Garrett Ross is in the studio making things work. We're brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. They've got Harvest coming up tomorrow evening, 5:45 to 6:45. This is they select a menu item, and they kind of show you various ways to prepare it. And this week, this month, appropriately enough, is pumpkin. So you can stop by the Anytime Lounge for Harvest with Chef Lee and Chef Speesmaker. This month's feature will be pumpkin. So learn, I'm guessing, everything and anything you'd want to know about pumpkin. It is tomorrow evening, 5:45 to 6:45, in the Anytime Lounge at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. They also have the Gathering Table that is coming up on the 8th. Is that Friday? Yes, it is Friday. Whether it's catching up with old friends, bringing the family together, or looking forward to making new connections, the Gathering Table Wine Dinner has a seat for you. It's this Friday beginning at 6:30. It's a six-course chef-inspired meal with expertly paired wines, all meant to be shared. So the Gathering Table comes up on Friday at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Look ahead to next week. A week from tonight will be, the 13th is Family Pasta Night. That is 5 to 7 at the Baylor Club. And they want to remind you about Thanksgiving to Go. They've got that available also. And consider this, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, you can let the Baylor Club culinary team take the stress out of your Thanksgiving celebration by ordering Thanksgiving to Go. Orders must be placed by November 20th at 5 p.m. to guarantee availability. All orders will be prepared to pick up cold, accompanied by heating instructions. All you have to do is throw it in the oven, heat it up, and you've got a great meal prepared by the great chefs at the Baylor Club. More information on that is available on their website, as is the entire schedule of events, plus membership information if you want to check that out. It's at thebaylorclub.com, thebaylorclub.com. You can always give them a call also at 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, we're here at the Farrell Center looking forward to the season openers for both the Baylor men and the Baylor women. Baylor men versus Central Arkansas. It comes up this morning at 11 a.m. on the air at 10:30. Tip off at 11 here on ESPN Central Texas. The women play New Hampshire. That is tonight at 6 on the air at 5:30. Tip off at 6 right here on ESPN Central Texas. Television for both on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. The New Hampshire women have cleared the floor, and again, I apologize to them for barging in on their private shooting time, but we checked ahead of time. I could have set up somewhere else, but we checked ahead of time, and they said, no, come on out. I just hate to really barge in on their shooting time. Normally, you know what it is like for college teams on game days. They have a shoot-around. Depending on whether you're home or on the road, if you're at home, you set your own schedule. If you're on the road, you kind of do it when they say you can get on the floor. But it's just a short walkthrough, a polishing session. And, you know, you really hate for somebody that's not associated with your program to be in there, you know, to be in the arena at that time. You want the coach to be able to speak freely. You want them to work on things for that game that you don't want somebody outside to see. So I do apologize for being in here while New Hampshire
was shooting. I kept my eyes down, didn't look at what they were doing, and tried to talk a little bit less volume than normal and not interrupt them. So appreciate them letting us come out here and set up. That's basketball. Big day for basketball. We've told you Baylor's games, the Big 12 games for the men and the women. Let's take a peek at Big 12 football coming up this weekend. It is four games on tap. First one is at 11 a.m. It is Baylor, number 11 in the nation, taking on TCU. It's on FS1 Friday or Saturday morning at 11. The Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show is on the air at 9 a.m. I asked Paul Catalina yesterday, and he said, yes, they're going to do their pregame show as well. So coverage will begin at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning from Fort Worth. And then the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show on the air at 9, kickoff at 11 for the Bears and the Frogs coming up on Saturday. Also at 11, this is football now, Big 12 football, Tech at West Virginia. It's on ESPN2 at 11 a.m. 2:30 on ESPN, 20th-ranked Kansas State takes on Texas in Austin. It'll be a fun game to watch, and it's on ESPN nationally on Saturday. And then 7 o'clock on Fox, Iowa State at now 9th-ranked Oklahoma, and that'll be a good game too. So some really good matchups this weekend in the Big 12 football-wise, and that all comes up on Saturday. So fun week ahead preparing for those games, looking forward to the games coming up on Saturday. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Jeremy Mann is here, so things are in good shape. Fan engagement-wise and preparing for this game. Told you New Hampshire has cleared the floor. The Baylor men are about to come out and start their pregame warm-up. So it's getting closer. On the air at 10:30 here, 11 a.m. Tip-off for Baylor and Central Michigan, Central Arkansas for their season opener. Baylor and Central Arkansas at 11 a.m. Then the women versus New Hampshire is coming up tonight at 6. Take a break. Be back with more in just a moment. John Morris Show live from the Farrell Center. We'll return in a moment here on ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
The Real Texas Gun Show, Saturday, November 16th and Sunday, November 17th at the Bell County Expo Center, the place where small mom-and-pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The vendors are some of the most reputable in the state of Texas, and a variety at the show makes it extensive. The Real Texas Gun Show has more than just guns. You'll also find prepper survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and much, much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, November 16th, 9 to 5, and Sunday, November 17th, 10 to 4.
Celebrating their fifth anniversary, the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium, is excited to announce the grand opening of The Bridge. A work-study space by day and gathering place by night, The Bridge features city views, a fully stocked coffee bar, and business center to keep you productive and focused. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 or online at thebaylorclub.com to learn more. ESPN Central Texas listeners mentioned this ad for preferred pricing and added perks.
With a proven performance reputation spanning 85 years, Sturdy Steel operates with one sole purpose, producing the highest quality seating solutions with the best and most efficient processes in the industry. With engineered, fabricated, and installed grandstands and bleachers all across North America, whether seating 50 to 50,000, the skill and versatility of our workmen are evident in the quality and precision work detailed on every bleacher and grandstand project. Sturdy Steel, family owned and operated since 1934 at SturdySteel.com.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Stick 'em, Bears.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. The Cowboys improved to 5-3 on the season after topping the Giants 37-18 Monday night. After the game, head coach Jason Garrett talked about the offense and how it improved throughout the course of the game.
I thought we did some really good things in the early part of the game, but we weren't able to convert those drives on offense into touchdowns. As the game went on offensively, made some big plays, and I just thought we just started playing the way we wanted to play. I do think we dominated them up front. Zeke ran the ball really well. That's certainly an important part of us playing our best offensive football.
Up next for the Cowboys is a matchup with the Vikings Sunday night at 7:20. Number 19 ranked Baylor men's basketball gets their 2019 season tipped off later this morning versus Central Arkansas. Tip off from the Farrell Center is at 11 a.m. on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
They got some names. Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Appreciate you being with us live in the Farrell Center. Baylor in Central Arkansas comes up at 11 a.m., 10:30 airtime here on ESPN Central Texas. We told you television will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Plus. And King McClure makes his TV debut, and King is with me now. And welcome, and look forward to working with you. How do you feel? How do you feel going into your TV debut?
I told somebody earlier, it kind of feels like I'm getting ready for a game.
Yeah.
I have those game jitters right now, but, you know, it's always great to work with a legend like yourself. So I'm ready to do this. Get it started.
All right. First off, stop with this legend stuff. It's you and me doing the game, so, and I'm really looking forward to it. I was telling everybody earlier, saying on the air, how hard you've worked. You've done a lot of things to put yourself in this position.
I've done a tremendous amount of work because I think that's why I got it. You know, a lot of people say it's not what you know, it's who you know, and I think because of who I know and what I was able to show them, what I was able to, you know, show my work ethic and display my ability to be good in this industry. Just how I was able to be good at basketball, I took the same things and be able to transfer it to this line of work. So, you know, I'm ready, I'm prepared, and I think I'm going to be good at this.
I think so. You will be too. And there really is a, I don't know what the term is, transfer ability or, yeah, you know, transfer what you did, what made you good at Baylor, just knowing how to work, knowing how to prepare, you know, that transfers over into this now.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, Coach Drew always stressed work ethic, and I think I've had a really good work ethic ever since I was young. My dad always stressed it to emphasize it, so I think that just stuck with me throughout all phases of life. And this very moment, I'm able to still display that. And it's not easy doing what we do. It's not at all, and I'm learning that, but I'm willing to work at it because I want to be the best. So that's my mentality.
And you really, it was a hard decision, wasn't it? I mean, you still wanted to play if there was a good opportunity to do that. But really, you know, when it came down to it, this opportunity from ESPN was just too good to pass up.
It was way too good to pass up. There were a lot of opportunities I had overseas. Due to my heart condition, the NBA really wasn't an option. But going overseas, I didn't really want to be too far away from my daughter. And that just would have been too hard. So as a result, I was able to choose, you know, work for ESPN, and I couldn't turn down this opportunity. It was really just a blessing.
That's great. We'll look forward to working with you. It's going to be fun. Let's bring in Coach Jerome Tang, associate head coach for Baylor basketball. What do you think? Are you going to look on the bench and King's not there? You're going to point over here and say, King, get in there.
Well, it'll definitely be strange. It's been a blessing to be around King the last 4 years. I've known him since he was an eighth grader, and very, very proud of him, and you're absolutely right. It's the work ethic that he had as a basketball player that he put into this industry already, and that's why he's going to be really good at whatever he decides, you know, he does.
That's great. And isn't it great to think, you know, we talk about preparing champions for life, and here's a great example. I mean, King played here as a student-athlete, and just out of school, fresh out of school, he's going to be working in a very high-profile, great job with ESPN.
Yeah, yes, it is. And, you know, it just goes to the character of the young man. And, I mean, King took advantages of the opportunities that were presented to him, getting to know, you know, yourself, Holly Rowe, watching how you and Pat do your job, Clark Kellogg, all the people that he made the effort when other people didn't to reach out to and follow up and follow through. And Coach Drew's always talking about that, you know, being following up and following through. And so, you know, it's a I'm fired up. I'm fired up to see him on ESPN. I'm looking forward to his predictions, you know, all those things. Yeah, so it's a you know, he's got a bunch of Baylor fans, but as soon as he picks against us, you know, we might like that as a staff.
Right, but, right, sure.
You know, but our fans, you know, they go get on him a little
That's
bit.
That's funny. So. And keep this in mind. When you and I are sitting over here talking, at some point they're going to go back and watch that video. So we'll get a critique from the coaches also, right? Because you listen to the announcers also.
Yeah, sometimes.
Right.
The good ones. The ones.
The good ones. Right.
Yeah, the good ones.
What? This is an early start. Any concerns about you guys being ready to go at 11 a.m.?
No, it's the first game of the season.
Yeah.
How are you not ready to go?
Right.
You know, I mean, some of these guys probably couldn't sleep last night, and I know I couldn't. And it's exciting, you know, the guys who've been sitting out a whole year waiting to play. So we're fired up. We're happy to be the first game of the college year.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's two other games at 11 around the country, but none earlier.
Correct.
So it's the first game of the college basketball season anywhere. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That is.
That's
that
fun
is.
To be a part
that's
of, isn't
cool.
it? That's
really
fun to be a part of. And the school kids, King, are going to be here today, and you remember those games from past years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's instant energy in the building with those kids here.
Most definitely. You know, the kids bring a whole lot of energy in. You know, they look up to everybody that's on the court.
Yeah.
And I think as a player, you realize that and you see that, and that makes you want to play harder. It makes you want to, you know, give the kids something to look forward to because you don't want to disappoint them.
Right.
So I think as a player, that means a lot for the kids to show, the kids to bring energy, especially early in the morning, because, you know, we're notorious for, you know, having slow starts early in the morning. But I think this year's team is different. I think this year's team will come out fired up, especially because it's the first game. So looking forward to seeing what they do.
King McClure is here. Coach Jerome Tang is here. Coach Tang, how has the preparation been going back to Italy? You know, the time you guys had on the foreign tour in Italy, the two scrimmages against LSU and Texas A&M, and then all the practices. Do you feel like you've gotten what you've needed in preparation for this tip-off today?
Well, I heard someone say, really good coach say, that you get better from, you know, April, end of April till October. And then November, you just try to stay healthy. And so all that preparation has been great. And, you know, last few days, we've just been, you know, taking care of us and trying to stay healthy. You know, we don't know a lot about Central Arkansas. They're well coached. They're going to play fast. They shoot the ball. They have great size. But today's game is more about us and, you know, us doing what we do and just, you know, getting out there and being aggressive and playing defense and rebounding and, you know, taking care of the basketball. And if we can focus on us, you know, I like our chances.
And King and I were talking about, you know, your starting five. He knows, he's privy to your starting five. He's got that. I don't yet. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of nice, isn't it, that it's not a clear-cut starting five because you've got so many options and you've got so much depth.
Yeah, we say we have, you know, 7-8 guys who could start for us, and which means that at any point in time when we sub, we don't feel like we lose anything. In some cases, we gain.
Yeah.
And so when they go to the bench and they might lose something and we gain something, it should give us an advantage. But, you know, it's still up to every guy, every minute they're out there to give everything they've got.
And you've got options if you want to go big, if you want to go small, if you want to go four guards. You can do that pretty easily. You can sort of do what you want with your lineup, can't you, over the course of a game?
Yeah, we can, and we can make other teams try to match what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's a good thing. That I don't know that we're going to run into a scenario where we don't have at least what we need to try. You know, whether it's successful or not, we'll have what we need to try.
Yep. King, you were obviously on the floor last year, so you practiced against Macy Oteigi and Davion Mitchell, the guys who were here, transferred, sat out. They'll play for the first time in a Baylor uniform today. What'd you see from those guys practicing as they redshirted last year?
Those two guys are really talented players. Macy Oteigi is an elite bucket getter. He's a certified bucket getter. He scored over 1,000 points in 2 years. That's unbelievable. A lot of people don't even get that in 4 years. So for him to do that, and he shoots 44% from the field, well, from the three-point line career, he's an elite shooter, elite scorer. He definitely can display that, and I think Coach Drew will love him. Coach Drew loves people who get buckets.
Yeah.
And Macy Oteigi is one of those guys that can get you a bucket at any moment, at any time, any situation. And Davion Mitchell is also an elite defender. I think he's an NBA-level defender. I think he's that talented on the defensive end, which gives Baylor a look that we really haven't seen in point guards from the Coach Drew in the past, like, 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
So I think that with those two guys, the addition of them, they'll definitely do a great job replacing Makai and myself. I think you might even gain, honestly.
Is that a pretty good assessment from our Keller analyst here?
Yeah, that's a really good assessment. and he knows firsthand and not only practicing against them and stuff, but playing against them and with them this summer. And so that's a very fair assessment. I feel we have four guards that are as good as any guards in America. Collectively, I don't know anybody has four better guards than we do. And so on any given night, you know, they're going to have to decide who teams, defenses have to give you something. You know, and coach runs great offense, so something is going to be available, and they're going to have to decide what they're going to give us. And fortunately, if they get whatever they give us, we can take advantage of it.
Right. Let me ask you this. Beyond this game, you guys are going to pack up and leave this afternoon for Alaska in that game on Friday. What a cool deal that is, the Armed Forces Classic against Washington on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska on Friday night.
You're not going to like my answer
right
now. I'm taking the Matt Rule approach. I'm a big football guy.
Oh, you're only.
Yes,
I got you.
Yes, sir. We've got business to take care of right now,
sure.
And that's what we're focused on. And
fair enough.
We coach showed clips of our TSU and our Stephen F. Austin games, you know, to the guys. And, you know, we really want, I love Coach Rule's approach. We're going to be 1-0. We're going to be 1-0, sick TCU, baby. You know, I might not be at the game, but I'm going to be there in spirit.
There you go.
You know? And so,
But,
yeah, we're going to come out here and try and grind this thing out. And, I love our football team, how they play defense.
Yeah, I agree.
How they fly around.
Right.
And I'm expecting our defense to be very similar to that.
Very good. Oh, very good. I'll take that.
Yes, sir.
I'll take that. Well, thanks. We'll let you get back to work. Appreciate you coming down.
Thank you.
Coach Jerome Tang with us. King McClure here. And King, we'll cut you loose. And part of broadcasting now is that media meal. So they've got the media meal set up in the room in there.
Cool,
all right.
Cool.
So don't miss out on that.
Yes,
appreciate it. And look forward to working with you coming up here in just a bit.
With you too.
All right. King McClure. He'll be on television with us for the broadcast. Coach Jerome Tang with us as well. And Baylor and Central Arkansas coming up. And Coach Tang doesn't even want to think about or talk about the next game, the game against Washington, coming up on Friday. But it is on a military base, and it's the Armed Forces Classic. This is a game that in the past they played 1 year on an Air Force or a Naval carrier, Air Force carrier. And had problems with a slippery floor for that. But this one will be on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska, and that comes up on Friday. But he's right. Can't look ahead. Don't want to look ahead past Central Arkansas. The two games that Coach Tang mentioned were losses by Baylor in season openers, a loss to Texas Southern and a loss to Stephen F. Austin more recently. So completely focused on Central Arkansas and getting off to a 1-0 start to the season. All right, we want to wrap things up this morning. Garrett, I'm not in studio. You're there. Did you find a day of the day? What is today's day of the day?
Today is National Donut Day.
Donut Day. Fantastic.
You have a go-to donut?
You know what I like the best are the Krullers, kind of an old-fashioned glazed Kruller. You know what that is?
I'm really not too familiar with the Kruller.
Yeah, it's I don't know how to explain it. Kind of like a cake donut is what it is.
Okay.
So if I have one, ooh, that's going to be it.
I think I'm going with the cinnamon sugar donut.
Oh, very good.
Those are very, very delicious.
Very good. So today is National Donut Day. Celebrate appropriately. And thanks for that. How about some birthdays today? We got some big birthdays today. Let me start at the top of my list personally is young MJ Morris. Today is our son MJ's birthday, his 23rd birthday today. And as I told you yesterday, we had everybody in the family together Sunday night for a dinner. And MJ was up here from College Station and now back at school. But we started a family text this morning. So happy birthday to MJ Morris. I love you and hope you have a great, great day today. Others to mention, it's Craig McMurtry's birthday, the legend out of Troy, Texas, former Major League pitcher. Craig McMurtry, his birthday today. Bart Cooper's birthday is today. Coach Gene Iba's birthday on the opening day of college basketball season. Former Baylor coach Gene Iba, today's his birthday. I need to shoot him a text. And Tim Allen's birthday. Were we talking just yesterday about Tim Allen and what he does for the Big 12?
Yeah.
How he kind of is the TV guy and, you know, the contact for the league office and everything. Today is Tim's birthday, appropriately enough, on the first day of college basketball season. Ken Musgrave, today is his birthday. Ken retired from KWTX television, worked with him for many, many years. So his birthday today as well. And how about you, Garrett? Any others to want to add to that?
I have one. Coach Chad Satcher at Trinidad. Today's his birthday, so I'd like to wish him a happy birthday.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Sarah Bruner's birthday is today as well. And so happy birthday to Sarah. And one more I want to pass along to you. It is Kyle Kennedy. Today is Kyle's birthday. So very great happy birthday greetings to Kyle. And everyone that is having a birthday today, including MJ Morris down in College Station at Texas A&M. All right, wrap things up, move out of here. Again, back on the air at 10:30 this morning with the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show. All right, mixing sports. This is basketball, so it is the Baylor Bear Foundation countdown to tip-off that comes up at 10:30 this morning. Tip off at 11. It'll be Dave Roselli and Pat Nunley on the radio. Pat is here, ready to go, looking sharp. And then King McClure and I will have television on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. That is the men's game coming up this morning. Then we'll have the women's game tonight on the air at 5:30. Tip off at 6 with Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis Stinnett. On the air at 5:30, tip off at 6, and the ring ceremony prior to the game tonight. So if you're coming to the game, come early and be in your seats and be here for the ring presentation ceremony prior to the game tonight for the Lady Bears and New Hampshire. That is coming up tonight. Season openers for both. Season openers around the Big 12 and nationally on this first day of college basketball season. So appreciate you tuning in this morning. Thanks to Coach Jerome Tang, who was with us. Thanks to King McClure, who was here as well. Look forward to working with him. And you heard from Coach Kim Mulkey and Coach Scott Drew as well as we head into these season openers coming up later today. Garrett, appreciate it. Thanks for making things work. Mm-hmm. Lord willing, we'll be back with you in studio coming up tomorrow at 9. But right now, stay tuned. An abbreviated version of the Matt Mosley Show is coming up. Matt Mosley coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.